Beis Tadichet, Sif Beis Gimel Dalet. Mitzvah minimum chodavarach alavuka. The mashmois is that you don't have, you don't have to. Yesh mishoimer, shimein lo yavuka, still tzarech lalik nerech, le tzarech avdala, chutz me'anerim yuchel lehar v'bayis. That means the mashmois is that a person doesn't have to use an avuka, doesn't have to use a torch, which means more than one wick. But certainly that's mitzvah minimufkar. Now what defines an avuka? For Hanukkah we know you're not allowed to use an avuka. Now somebody asked me this past year, his wicks that he has, you could buy these thick wicks, and they're made up of many, many strands. So you have 30, 40, 50 strands that are coming up from his one thick wick. Is that an avuka or not? What defines it as an avuka? So before here in the Mishnah Berurah, and in the Bir Halacha also, that an avuka, he says, Ner shelonu imunach sham kama psilos havi kmei psila ova ve'ena chashuva avuka ach im mafrid beinem shai v'chelev. Then it is. And what defines it as avuka or not? Is there something separating the strands? The strands, when you have 30, 40 strands, your tzitzis are also made up of probably 64 little, tiny, thin strands that are woven, twined together, wound together. However, if you light it, not suggested, if you light it, it would not be considered an avuka. Why? Because there's nothing separating each individual strand. And it all all comes together as one flame. However, if you have the standard Havdalah of the candle that they have, where they have two candles that are twisted together, two long candles that are twisted together, or the candles that they have that sit by themselves, there's wax in between the wicks. The wick, there's two or three, four wicks that go down to the bottom of the wax, and there's wax in between each of the wicks. So there you have, even though at the top they're coming out and it's turning into one flame, but since there's something separating the wick, then it turns it into avuka. The Mela, Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where you have an existing candle which is lit and you want to make it into avuka, then you should make sure that the two flames attach together. You're going to put your candle next to the other candle. It'll turn it into avuka. Since you already have, that means even though the wicks possibly at the top are touching together and it's one flame, it's still considered an avuka because at the bottom they're detached. So an avuka is two wicks that are separated that turn into one flame. If they're not going to be connected, then it's possibly not going to have a din of an avuka. With regard to what you're supposed to do at the time of Birchas HaNer, and do you have to do anything? Let's say you're too far away to be able to be nena from it, or you guys say you're not. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to ein mevarach haner ad sheyoseh l'neiroi. That means that you have to be close enough to the ner to be able to have hana from it, to be able to tell the difference between two different matbeas, two different coins. Now, if you're able to tell the difference between your fingernails and your skin, then pasha to be able to tell between the two coins. You don't actually have to be able to pull out the coins or pull out your fingernails at this point. It's just a way to know that you're having hana. And therefore, if a person does not look, as long as he's close enough to be nene, that's enough. However, Lamais the Mechaber says, Noyagin, Listako Bekapa Seyadayim Ritzipranayim, the minig is to look. We saw earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah said that you're supposed to do that, Vareya Tzipranayim, Uvarak Vareyesh. You're supposed to look first, says the Mishnah Berurah. Some people say the other way around. It's a Berachas Hanenin. First make the bracha. It's Berachas Hanenin, and therefore you're not allowed to be nena until you make the bracha. So you should first make the bracha and then be nena. Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not that way. You have to be able to see the flame. Yes, absolutely. Be able to see the flame. That you could be nena. Or Lachar, you have to see the flame if you could be nena. It's blocked by somebody, but you could be nena. I don't know if you have to see the flame. You have to make it on the ish. I don't know. What? You have to be able to be nene. But I don't know if you have to be able to see the actual flame. Here it is. Ner b'seich heik, oi b'seich panas. Oi b'seich aspaklaria. Reyes Hashal Heves, Veinu Mishtamish La'iro, Mishtamish La'iro, Veinu Reyes Hashal Heves, Ein Mevarchan Le'a, Chi Reyes Hashal Heves, Mishtamish La'iro. You have to have both of them. That's the last. You could be Nana. So the pashtus is that lechoran, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going. That according to that in Echonami, we're not going to reckon it to be in Birchas Hanen. It's a Birchas Haidah on the fact that Hashem created the lechoran. It's a Birchas Haidah that Hashem created fire on Matzah Shabbos, and we're thanking Hashem for him. That's why you're Nana first, and then you from the Mechaber's Mashma that you're supposed to look at both hands. Noyegin l'sdako b'kapas hayadaim u'b'tziparnayim. However, from the Ramot's Mashma that you look at the right hand. You put that case in your left hand, and you look at your right hand at the time of the bracha. And it doesn't say to switch hands and look at the left hand. It's not mentioned here. From the Ramot, it sounds like that. I think the meaning of many people is to use both hands, like the Mechaber says. However, exactly how to do it, the Mishnah Berurah says you should cover over your thumb and with your four fingers and look at it. And some people turn around also, and they look at the back of the hand also, not just the front of the hand, also the back of the hand. But it sounds like the thumb is supposed to be out during this entire process. The reason why we look at our nails, says Mishnah Berurah, is because it's a dover, which is a siman bracha, because nails continuously grow. If you ever wondered why nails continuously grow, or an hair continuously grow, most things in a person's body stop at a certain point. I don't have an answer. But it happens to be that nails and hair, I think, are made out of the same character?
Keratin.
Okay, that's what it is. But maybe the reason is that you should be able to look at a siman bracha, Matzah Shabbos.